Hello, this is the LifeSpring Family Bible number 75. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and today we'll be reading Numbers chapters 10 through 12. Let's begin. Numbers chapter 10. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Make two trumpets of silver. You are to make them from a single hammered piece. You will use them for assembling the community and for directing the traveling of the camps. When they blow them both, all the community must come to you to the entrance of the tent of meeting. But if they blow with one trumpet, then the leaders, the heads of the thousands of Israel, must come to you. When you blow an alarm, then the camps that are located on the east side must begin to travel. And when you blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that are located on the south side must begin to travel. An alarm must be sounded for their journeys. But when you assemble the community, you must blow, but you must not sound an alarm. The sons of Aaron, the priests, must blow the trumpets, and they will be to you for an eternal ordinance throughout the generations. If you go to war in your land against an adversary who opposes you, then you must sound an alarm with the trumpets, and you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. Also in the time when you rejoice, such as on your appointed festivals or at the beginnings of your months, you must blow with your trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, so that they may become a memorial for you before your God. I am the Lord your God. On the 20th day of the second month in the second year, the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle of the testimony. So the Israelites set out on their journeys from the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud settled in the wilderness of Paran. This is the first time they set out on their journey according to the commandment of the Lord by the authority of Moses. The standard of the camp of the Judahites set out first according to their companies, and over his company was Nashon, son of Amminadab. Over the company of the tribe of Issacharites was Nathanael, son of Zuar. And over the company of the tribe of Zebulunites was Elion, son of Helon. Then the tabernacle was dismantled, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari set out, carrying the tabernacle. The standard of the camp of Reuben set out according to their companies. Over his company was Elizur, son of Shedeur. Over the company of the tribe of the Simeonites was Shelumiel, son of Zurushaddai. And over the company of the tribe of the Gadites was Eliasaph, son of Duel. And the Kohathites set out, carrying the articles for the sanctuary. The tabernacle was to be set up before they arrived. And the standard of the camp of the Ephraimites set out according to their companies. Over his company was Elishama, son of Amihud. Over the company of the tribe of Manassehites was Gamaliel, son of Pedazur. And over the company of the tribe of the Benjaminites was Abidan, son of Gideoni. The standard of the camp of the Danites set out, which was the rear guard of all the camps by their companies. Over his company was Ahiezer, son of Amishaddai. Over the company of the tribe of the Asherites was Pagiel, son of Okran. And over the company of the tribe of Naphtalites was Ahira, son of Enon. These were the traveling arrangements of the Israelites according to their companies when they traveled. Moses said to Hobab, son of Reuel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, "We are journeying to the place about which the Lord said, 'I will give it to you.' Come with us, and we will treat you well, for the Lord has promised good things for Israel." But Hobab said to him, "I will not go, but I will go instead to my own land and to my kindred." Moses said, "Do not leave us, because you know places for us to camp in the wilderness, and you could be our guide. And if you come with us, it is certain that whatever good things the Lord will favor us with, we will share with you as well." So they traveled from the mountain of the Lord 3 days' journey. And the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord was traveling before them during the 3 days' journey to find a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Lord was over them by day when they traveled from the camp. And when the Ark traveled, Moses would say, "Rise up, O Lord, may your enemies be scattered, and may those who hate you flee before you." And when it came to rest, he would say, "Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel." Numbers chapter 11. When the people complained, it displeased the Lord. When the Lord heard it, his anger burned, and so the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some of the outer parts of the camp. When the people cried to Moses, he prayed to the Lord, and the fire died out. So he called the name of the place Taberah, because there the fire of the Lord burned among them. Now the mixed multitude who were among them craved more desirable foods. And so the Israelites wept again and said, "If only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we used to eat freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now we are dried up, and there is nothing at all before us except this manna." Now the manna was like coriander seed, and its color like the color of delium. And the people went about and gathered it, and ground it with mills or pounded it in mortars. They baked it in pans and made cakes of it. It tasted like fresh olive oil. And when the dew came down on the camp at night, the manna fell with it. Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, every one at the door of his tent. And when the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly, Moses was also displeased. And Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you afflicted your servant? Why have I not found favor in your sight, that you lay the burden of this entire people on me? Did I conceive this entire people? Did I give birth to them, that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your arms as a foster father bears a nursing child to the land which you swore to their fathers'? From where shall I get meat to give this entire people? For they cry to me, 'Give us meat that we may eat.' I am not able to bear this entire people alone, because it is too heavy for me. But if you are going to deal with me like this, then kill me immediately. If I have found favor in your sight, then do not let me see my trouble." The Lord said to Moses, "Gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know are elders of the people and officials over them, and bring them to the tent of meeting. Let them take their position there with you. Then I will come down and speak with you there, and I will take part of the spirit that is on you, and I will put it on them, and they will bear some of the burden of the people with you, so that you do not bear it all by yourself. And say to the people, 'Sanctify yourselves for tomorrow, and you will eat meat, for you have wept in the hearing of the Lord, saying, "Who will give us meat to eat? For life was good for us in Egypt." Therefore the Lord will give you meat, and you will eat. You will eat not just one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, nor 10 days, nor 20 days, but a whole month, until it comes out of your nostrils and makes you sick, because you have despised the Lord who is among you, and have wept before him, saying, "Why did we ever come out of Egypt?" Moses said, "The people around me are 600,000 on foot, but you say, 'I will give them meat that they may eat for a whole month.' Would they have enough if the flocks and herds were slaughtered for them? If all the fish of the sea were caught for them, would they have enough?" And the Lord said to Moses, "Is the Lord's hand shortened? Now you will see whether my word to you will come true or not." So Moses went out and told the people of the words of the Lord. He then gathered 70 men of the elders of the people and had them stand around the tabernacle. And the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to them. And he took some of the spirit that was on Moses and put it on the 70 elders. When the spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but did not do so again. But 2 men remained in the camp. One's name was Eldad, and the other's name was Medad. And the spirit rested on them. Now they were among those in the registration, but had not gone to the tabernacle. So they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his choice young men, said, "My lord Moses, stop them." Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for me? I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his spirit on them." Then Moses returned to the camp along with the elders of Israel. Now a wind went out from the Lord and brought quail from the sea and let them fall near the camp, about a day's journey on this side and about a day's journey on the other side, all around the camp and about 3 feet high on the surface of the ground. And the people stayed up all that day, all that night, and all the next day and gathered the quail. The one who gathered the least gathered 10 homers, and they spread them out for themselves all around the camp. But while the meat was still between their teeth, before they chewed it, the anger of the Lord burned against the people, and the Lord struck the people with a very great plague. So the name of that place was called Kibroth Hataavah, because there they buried the people that craved different food. The people traveled from Kibroth Hataavah to Hazeroth, and they stayed at Hazeroth. Numbers chapter 12. Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Cushite woman he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. They said, "Has the Lord only spoken through Moses? Has he not also spoken through us?" And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very humble, more so than any man on the face of the earth. The Lord spoke immediately to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. the three of you come to the tent of meeting. So the three of them went. And the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud and stood at the entrance of the tent. He then called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forward. The Lord said, "Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in a vision. I will speak with him in a dream. My servant Moses is not like this. He is faithful in all my house. With him I will speak face to face, openly, and not in riddles, and he will see the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" The anger of the Lord burned against them, and he departed. When the cloud departed from above the tent, Miriam became leprous as snow. Then Aaron looked at Miriam, and he was leprous. So Aaron said to Moses, "O my Lord, please do not hold this sin against us, in which we have acted foolishly and have sinned. Do not let her be like a baby born dead, whose flesh is half consumed when it comes out of its mother's womb." Then Moses cried to the Lord, "Heal her now, O God." The Lord said to Moses, "If her father had only spit in her face, would she not have been disgraced for 7 days? Shut her out from the camp 7 days, and afterward she can be brought back in again." So Miriam was shut outside of the camp for 7 days, and the people did not journey on until Miriam was brought back in. After that, the people moved from Hazeroth and camped in the wilderness of Paran. Well, today's reading was a bit of a change for the book of Numbers. Interesting developments, to be sure. I can't wait to see what tomorrow's reading brings us. I look forward to seeing you then. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Steve Webb. God bless you.
This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.